This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. I'll read it again. This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. Purport. In the Vedas and Vedic literature, Shruti and Smriti, it is affirmed that in the divinity there is nothing material. He is transcendental, nirguna. Only the supreme cognizant Hari, or the supreme personality of God, is the supreme transcendental person situated beyond the range of material affection. These statements are also confirmed even by Acharya Shankara. One may argue that his relation with the goddesses of fortune may be transcendental, but what about his relation with the Yadu dynasty, being born in that family, or his killing the non-believers like Jarasandha and other asuras directly in contact with the modes of material nature? The answer is that the divinity of the personality of God is never in contact with the qualities of material nature in any circumstances. Actually, he is in contact with such qualities because he is the ultimate source of everything, yet he's above the actions of such qualities. He is known, therefore, as Yogeshwar, or the master of mystic power, or in other words, the all-powerful. Even his learned devotees are not affected by the influence of the material modes. The great six Goswamis of Vrindavan all came from greatly rich and aristocratic families, but when they adopted the life of mendicants at Vrindavan, superficially they appeared to be in wretched conditions of life, but factually they were the richest of all in spiritual values. Such Mahabhagavatas, or first-grade devotees, although moving amongst men, are not contaminated by honor or insult, hunger, satisfaction, sleep, or wakefulness, which are all resultant actions of the three modes of material nature. Similarly, some of them are engaged in worldly dealings, yet are unaffected. Unless these neutralities of life are there, one cannot be considered situated in transcendence. The divinity and his associates are on the same transcendental plane, and their glories are always sanctified by the actions of Yogamaya, or the internal potency of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are always transcendental, even if they are sometimes found to have fallen into their behavior. The Lord emphatically declares in the Bhagavad Gita 9:30 that even if an unalloyed devotee is found to be fallen due to a previous material contamination, he is nevertheless to be accepted as fully transcendental because of his being engaged 100% in the devotional service of the Lord. The Lord protects him always because of his rendering service unto him, and the fallen conditions are to be considered accidental and temporary. They will vanish in no time. Gananjana Shalaka Chakshwamalitang Tasmai Shri Gavena Maha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtang Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Patakamaram Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha. Hey Krishna Kuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopi Shagopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanta Nagorangi Radhe Vindavane Shri Vishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pre Panchaka Patrubhyascha Kipasindubhye Vichapati Tanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Etadishanamishasya Prakatisto Pitad Gunai No Yujate Sadatmastaya Yata Buddhis Tadashraya. This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. So it was a very nice shloka, well known, and the purport, whole page purport. Many times this is quoted in reference to Krishna's being transcendental and is not being non-different from himself, or his body not being material. And also that the devotees who take shelter, which is mentioned in innumerable places. Ashray loy bhaji Krishna tadi nahi tyaji. I probably quoted this little part of a song, Bhaktivinoda, that in New York, I remember. Ashray loy bhaji Krishna tadi. He will never give up someone who has taken shelter of him. And this is referred to in this purport, ashray. The devotees are known as the ashraya. Vishaya is Krishna, and the ashraya, the abode of devotion, the Krishna is the subject of the devotion. But the person who takes shelter of Krishna, he's the ashraya. He is taking shelter of the ultimate shelter. Of course, in the material world, everyone is taking shelter of something temporary. They're not taking shelter of Krishna. So they're taking shelter of the material energy, unfortunately. And this is the predicament. Therefore, the devotees, they're implored by the guru to go out and preach. Prabhupada, from the very beginning almost, he was mentioning, but it was kind of theoretical. It became very real, you know, after a few years that Prabhupada had everyone out preaching. In the beginning, people hanging around. There was a little chanting here and there. But Prabhupada's mission was prachar, preaching the Sankirtan movement. And you can imagine the potency of someone like Prabhupada, not only not becoming entangled, tejasyam nadoshaya, yata vane bujo, he's like the fire. The great personalities, they are never affected. Tejasyam nadoshaya, they cannot find fault in such persons. This is referring, of course, to great ishas or controllers in the universe. But the great Mahabhagavat, this is as mentioned here, and Prabhupada gives the examples, especially the six Goswamis, and many of us would consider, of course, that Prabhupada having taken full shelter. Tadiyara charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoy. Prabhupada's constant prayer to the six Goswamis, singing it wonderfully many times. Echai goshai mui taradas tanstabara padareno moro panchagras. Prabhupada's prayer was to take as his food, his five types of food, the dust of the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Prabhupada gives them as the example. He could have picked any amount of devotees in the Bhagavatam, but just to bring it right up front, because they're very recent within the memory of everyone, the six Goswamis, how they surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ashray, taking shelter. We know the six symptoms of surrender that Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings very wonderfully in his song in the Sharanagati in the beginning. This Sadanga Sharanagati, the six symptoms that one has to accept Krishna as his only protector. So the six Goswamis, they were living under trees. They took it, you know, they understood they're in Vrindavan living under a tree, how Krishna praised the trees. I think we heard about that recently. Prabhupada was on a morning walk and he was noting how the ducks, I think they were swimming. This might have been in England. It was dead winter and there was ice, but under the tree the ice had melted. It was a little area where these ducks could swim. And he said, just see, the tree is putting out some warmth. And so, because the tree is so merciful that in the winter there's some warmth and in the summer it's cool under the tree. So the six Goswamis, they could live like that under a tree. This was at least the best place to live outside under a tree. That it's a little warmer in the winter and a little cooler in the summer. One could stay under the tree. So the tree is giving the full shelter. And of course we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ultimate moving tree. He's the tree of Krishna consciousness. And he's inconceivable, alokika, a very, very uncommon tree. And that here, not only the tree, he waters the tree. He's the gardener of the tree. So six Goswamis, they had Shri Chaitanya Kripabaro, Bhuvibhuvo. They wanted to relieve the burden of the earth. That was their mission. How did they do it? Krishna Kirtana Gananartana, by chanting continually. Krishna Kirtana Gananartana. I was just thinking this morning, I hadn't even really, I wasn't thinking of this particular purport, but I was thinking, how amazing could it be that you could chant, they would chant minimum 64 rounds. I mean, we've heard different times that they chanted 3 lakhs. So it's mentioned that Haridas chanted 3 lakhs, and I'm sure that sometimes they chanted, but generally at least they chanted 64 rounds. And still they had time, so much left over, or they had minimized their eating and sleeping, I just said, to 2 hours. 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, four times 24 minutes maximum. That's for eating and sleeping. And barely did they eat. Nidra hara vihara kari vijito chatyanto dino chio. These are the symptoms of those who have transcendental to the modes of nature. We can hear about it, the theoretical in Bhagavad Gita, prakati stopi tad gunai. Here we read it also theoretically. In general, the devotees, namam karmanti limpanti, in the fourth chapter of the Gita is described, Krishna says, namam karmanti limpanti name karma palais piha. Those who take shelter of me and have no material desires, they can attain me. And throughout Gita, there's various wonderful slokas, verses describing that. Abhayam sata samsudhir in the 16th chapter of the Gita. He's fearless. Abhayam sata samsudhir. Jnana yoga vivastiti has to be situated in Jnana yoga. Other places of the Gita is described how that Krishna never falls down. Atosmi loke vedecha. And the Purushottam yoga, 15th chapter of the Gita, the qualifications of Krishna, how he doesn't fall. He's achyuta, akshara. He's the supreme person, the supreme controller, as it says here. Ishan, ishavasham idam sarvam. So by this constant meditation, constant surrender, saranagati, and making these prayers, Krishna hears those prayers. Nanda Kumar hears those prayers, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. He will shuno. He will hear your prayers. This is not a one-time, one-off deal that one gets some initiation and then his ticket is free. No, his passport is there. Then I'm no. One has to be constantly surrendering. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted everyone to follow strictly, just as in a military discipline. Rising very early. What to speak of rising early? This is simply Vaidhi Bhakti. Even the Vaidikas in other sampradayas that don't accept Chaitanya, they know this. You must rise early. Very strict sadhana. You see, the tendency is always there for this kind of laziness. And the mind has to be beaten again and again. We're so fortunate to have such a wonderful process and to be able to take shelter in such a vast expanse of the ocean of nectar devotion. Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagya Muchate, that we're able to dovetail all our so-called material activities. Prabhupada said, quoted many times, you should be like the fishermen, but don't get wet. The Bengali saying that you go fishing, but don't get pulled into the ocean by the big fish. The big fish is the material energy. So the material energy, this Deva Maya, is constantly Mahamaya, always pulling at us. Therefore, it's mentioned here, the Yoga Maya. So these six Goswamis, they are what we look toward. Nana Shastra, Vicharanaikinepano, Sadharma Samstarpago. They have established the Sadharma in this age. What is the Dharma? What to do? What not to do? They have established that. We don't have to take any extra endeavor. We have to study. What did they say? By logic, by reasoning. What did they do? What did they establish? What Vedas they studied? What Shastras did they give us? It's true, they've given, but many times we see people are not taking shelter of the Shastra. Krishna is a Shastra. There's no question. Vibhu, just as Krishna is Vibhu, it is said that the Bhagavatam is Vibhu. in the Chaitanya-rimita, there's a verse, many verses, but especially the one verse I'm thinking of where it says one has to take shelter of the Bhagavatam. It's non-different than Krishna. And in the Bhagavatam itself, of course, idam Bhagavatam nama puranam brahma-samhitam ashtadasha purananam. You want to study the Puranas? Do you have time? Can you learn Sanskrit? We see only the most brilliant devotees, they're learning Sanskrit. Even they don't have time to study all the 18 Puranas and know them all by heart and can access them. But how fortunate are we that Gopal Bhatta, he came, he was a boy, he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who stayed at his house for 4 months during the rainy season. His father, his uncles, they were brilliant scholars, the pure devotees, pujaris, head pujaris in the Srirangam temple. Gopal was their son and nephew. His uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and he took full shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was lamenting, oh, I did not get the darshan of even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, stayed at his house for 4 months, he was still hankering after how it must have been in Navadvipa. He wanted to see that pastime always. And after that, we don't hear that he got much association, Gopal Bhatta. He was 7 years old, and he went to Vrindavan, and he stayed with the six Goswamis. We don't hear that he even took some physical, he had proximity after that. But still, he was such a learned person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had benedicted him. When you grow up, you will go to Vrindavan. You'll associate with the other Goswamis. So he did that. And he helped Sanatana Goswami. He helped Jiva Goswami compile his books. He was a repository of all knowledge. That Gopal Bhatta Goswami, that when he came to Vrindavan, he had a few books, but he knew by heart so many shastras, hundreds of books. So these are not what we know as ordinary persons. So nana shastra vichara naika nipano. Nipano means they're expert, and they compiled and sadharma. Some start because they established the Dharma based on what to do, what not to do. Hari Bhakti Vilas, all these books coming from the six Goswamis, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Ujjvala Nilamani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, many books from Jiva Goswami, Gopal Champu, and the the six Sandarbhas. And so Prabhupada says, even in the first canto, that a serious student will take shelter of these books. So if we want to see that we're taking shelter, then we have to bring our head, Prabhupada Padam, Pranamami Sada, Prabhupada Padam. This is Prabhupada's godbrother wrote this song about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Every moment, Sada, always a bow. Prabhupada liked that, actually, that song. And so a long song with many Sanskrit shlokas. At every moment we take shelter of the Acharya, because he is given, Srila Prabhupada is given the formula to rise early, get up, chant, always in association, Satam Prasangam Amavirya Samvido Bhavanti Hritkana Rasayana Kata. And it comes to fruition when we see in the Bhagavatam how we understand the position of gopis. Vikriditam Raja Badu Girijam Idam Chivishno. That this, at the end of this 33rd chapter, is described. If one hears his pastimes in the Bhagavatam and gets up, he can gradually work himself up to this 10th canto, which we, of course, at this time, juncture, senior devotees, they're reading that. It's not even now we're going to read that in our class here in where I live. But by reading that, Vikriditam Vajabhiru Shodhanvato Nushunayadidabharaniya, and speaking and having full faith in it, Hrida Rogam Asvapano Acharena Dira. One is Dira, not only Dira, but he gives up material sex desire. So this meditation, what were the gopis thinking? What were they doing? How they were rubbing and touching Krishna? Nothing is there too overly erotic mentioned, at least in the 10th canto. But finally, it says also in that chapter that Arbakam Patibimba, that Krishna was like a boy with the gopis, and that these gopis were simply like a boy playing with a mirror, and they're like his reflection. So we cannot artificially come to that position, but that is the key, that we're to get out of the modes of nature, to understand we're not the supreme controller. We're simply helpless, as Krishna, as Arjuna says in the beginning of Gita, Shishyastiham Sarimam Tam Prapanam. Prapanam means taking shelter. I am surrendering myself. Surrendering. I couldn't figure it out on my own, you know. But there's so many malinterpretations. Even someone comes, it is now if you type in something about yoga or Krishna or bhajan, there's so many things that come up. It's amazing. It used to be Prabhupada would talk about that Radha Krishna, the vice president of India, that he had made some Gita with some artificial, superficial understanding of Gita, that it is not Krishna that you surrender to, man manabhava mad bhakto sarva dharmam paricha, which is so clear if one hears from the pure devotee. But in his mind, because he had not taken shelter in the mind of Radha Krishna, he concocted something very strange, Prabhupada said, that very contradictory, in fact. He said, of course, we're always respectful. You know, we have all respect for the vice president of India, but actually, it is. He said also, Prabhupada said that it is better to have an intelligent enemy than a foolish enemy. Because in other words, he was saying that Radha Krishna was not very intelligent to come up with this philosophy, that how is it that the impersonal Brahman is speaking through the body of Krishna, that Krishna's body is material, but he needs the impersonal Brahman to speak. So how he can, Prabhupada said, how he doesn't understand that the Brahman is speaking, he's in the heart, he's saying Hiridesi Arjuna Tishtati, that he's in the heart of everybody, but he that's not him, but he's speaking through him, but he's still speaking. So there's always a person there, he said. So Prabhupada gave him some credit in that. At least he was speaking about Bhagavad Gita, but it was a malinterpretation. So there's so many malinterpretations, and nowadays it's proliferated. And Prabhupada also said, as he mentioned here, Shankara, but the Shankara did not come up with this philosophy. Shankara's philosophy was more or less simple and austere, but this persons like Radha Krishna, they did not perform any austerity. No penance, yagyarte kamanonyata loko yam karma bandana. Without yagya, without tapasya, that is simply karma bandana, bondage to the material world. So in Kali Yuga, kala kalira balina indriya vaidhi varga, although our indriya are always very powerful, the balina, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, but in Kali Yuga, things have become so rampant, of course, this 500 years ago, what to speak of now in a Kali Yuga, that our senses are powerful, but in Kali Yuga is much worse. And so many things come to allure us, Of course, Bhagavatam describes some of these things, and Prabhupada brings it very up to date, how especially in fifth canto, that the shelter, one tries to take shelter of the government, he tries to take shelter of his wife, the two arms of his wife, he tries to take shelter in the chirping of the birds, which is compared to the sweet speaking of his kids and his wife. But actually these things are biting him. They're just like jackals, hyenas, and tigers. The elephant of death is on our heads. So these are the shelter. We're trying to take shelter. Jada Vidya, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur described. This is Jada Vidya, Maya Vaibhav. This is the effulgence, the opulence of Maya, always alluring us. Come here, enjoy. But Prabhupada said, you have only two choices. You either take the shelter of Krishna or again you'll be in Maya. There's no question. And Prabhupada pointed out that even persons who became Brahmins, sannyasis, he said, I had high hopes for this person. He mentioned actually specific persons. I heard one recently, Prabhupada speaking, just see our Rishi Kumar and this Chayavana and this one. I had such high hopes for them, but they simply became Gundas. And like Sudama Vipri said, he is simply Gunda. He had beaten up some other devotee, nearly killed him. He said, he is simply Gunda. So Prabhupada was disgusted, but at the same time, transcendental. Svarga Pavarga Narakeshapi Tulyata Darshana. Devotees, even they go to hell. Just like Krishna, he's in the heart, but he's in Vaikuntha. That means that there's always, wherever Krishna is, there's Vaikuntha. We go to the temple, that is the spiritual world, non-different. This is the vision of the Mahabhagavat. Or how could these six Goswamis go on with their pastimes? I mean, they were wretched, as Prabhupada uses in his purport. It's from an external point of view, they gave up the, as it says, Tyaktva Tornamashesha Mandalapati Sadatuchavat. They gave up Mandalapati. They were Ishvaras in their own right. I mean, they were Mandalapati, is like an Ishvara. Mandalapati means lord of the mandala. This means the world. They were practically the patis, the lords of the world. And Sadatuchavat, just like it was totally insignificant, they gave it up. That's for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, they gave it up. Taktra Tornamashesha Mandalapati Sadatuchavat. And Kopina Kantashrito, they adopted the Kopin, you know, it's just a loincloth and a torn quilt. Sanatana Goswami, he gave up everything, all his gold coins. He didn't even want one gold coin. He called it a death knell. But then when his brother-in-law gave him the blanket, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glancing. Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And Sanatana Goswami, that Tapan Misha, they couldn't even tell who he was. They, well, there's simply some Daravesh, some mendicant is outside. No, bring him in. But still he had his blanket. And he understood by just a glance. This is very high. Buddhi yoga mupashrita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvadami buddhi yogam tam. This is buddhi yoga, the yoga of intelligence. Those who are Buddhists, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't care a fig for them. Buddhist means they worship Buddha. They're supposed to have some intelligence. You find that most Buddhists, even the Dalai Lama, he's eating hamburger or something like that. Whereas Buddha himself, Buddha, his first precept was ahimsa, sarvabhutani, that one should not do harm to anyone, no living entity. And the head Buddhist, they're eating meat? What is this nonsense? Of course, there's still Buddhists who don't do that. They don't follow that nonsense idea. But this is the first precept. One cannot make advancement. That means that one hasn't made the slightest advancement. If he can't even maintain a vegetarian diet, he doesn't understand that we don't inflict pain. Ahimsa krodha. This is also given in Bhagavad Gita. Ahimsa sarvabhutani. So the devotees, by taking shelter, always meditating on the philosophy, chanting constantly, they remain above these modes. Mamchayo vyabhicharina bhakti yogena. So many things are given in 14th chapter of the Gita. Tulyanandastati moni. One is above in this, above the level of tatamana pamanayos, whether one is praising or defaming him, heat or cold. Somrita yaya kalpate. This is amrita, as also mentioned here. Tadashraya tabu. Now, usually sada, sadatma style. This is a synonym for amrita yaya kalpate. As given in the second chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, one who's eligible for liberation, he is not affected by any of these mundane circumstances. Is all nonsense, Prabhupada said. What if you go to jail, he said. Or the devotees were worried. What if there's a war, Prabhupada? What are we going to do? He said, you'll chant Hare Krishna. Oh, I could have lived another 20 years. Who cares, Prabhupada said. So this is Tuchavat. Prabhupada is showing always this example, just like six Goswamis. To him, it's insignificant. You live or die. Oh, thank you for carrying this bundle of bones. When Prabhupada was carried into, I was there when he came back from England, and he had lost even more weight, and coming through the back gate in Vrindavan, who could forget that? It was so shocking that people practically, anyway, can't even say that Prabhupada looked so emaciated, and then he ate maybe two palmfuls of food in 6 or 8 months. But he was living like that, in extreme pain, completely transcendental, and simply meditating on Krishna and translating practically up to the last day. This is the devotee, completely transcendental. Tadashraya. We have that great example of Prabhupada, how he took full shelter. following in the line of his Guru Maharaj, following in the line of our great six Goswamis, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati Bi Kalavasani Kuto. They were chanting, not whimsically, but Sankhya Purvaka Nama, bowing down in scheduled measurement, Prabhupada says, some of them offering obeisances thousands of times a day, just like we see those bridge bhajis they do. So they were doing. Where does that come from? It comes from the six Goswamis. They were doing that. Especially Raghunath Das, what was it, and others, they were doing so many Vaishnavas. Every Vaishnav, you're a Vaishnav, he bows to you. He's Raghunath Das Goswami. He's absorbed in the Mukta Charita. He's absorbed in the Vilapakusa Manjali. He is absorbed with Lalita and Vishaka. He's a Manjari. He's a full servant of Krishna in this world. And still, he's externally, he is bowing to... if you imagine that so many Vaishnavas are there, they may not have been as advanced as him. We could say that. We could say they weren't. There might have been some neophytes there, like ourselves. He was bowing. Can you imagine Raghunath Das bowing to you? Dasoham, even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, as heavy and powerful, as lion-like as he was, still, he would always return at least pranams. And Prabhupada would always return pranams. Anyone. So they are the shelters of this world. The Niskinchanasha Bhagavad, because they're Niskincha. Niskinchananam Nirpayadanam Vidu. Sukadeva Goswami explains from the beginning how a devotee should be so renounced. Unfortunately, in this Kali Yuga, these things are alluring us. There's so many mundane allurements, attractions. Take this, do this, enjoy here, enjoy. So therefore, it is so important to always remain amongst the devotees, wanchant artificially. In Hawaii, in fact, Prabhupada said that if you remain alone, you'll be forced to think of some mundane money or woman like that, money and women. So this is unfortunate that Prabhupada has established so many temple centers, chanting, and he's given the process. Even if you don't have an elaborate temple, you can always, just like Ramananda has figured out very nicely to utilize. So this is Nirbande Krishna Sambande, given by Rupa Goswami. Yuktam Vairagyam Uchite. Computer is there. There's so much nonsense being transmitted on the computer. There's so much unlimited. Bahurupi Vabhati Maya Bahurupaya. In the second canto, there's one verse in the ninth chapter. Bahu Rupa Ivabhati. How we're appearing in so many forms to enjoy this material energy. Then the computer is also like that. It's a permutations. Every moment there's something new, and then this and that. All nonsense, garbage. But the devotees take it. They take the computer, and they... Right now, you can see that so many shlokas, you can see so many transcendental things. You can hear the classes coming from anywhere on the whole planet. So we can utilize. Not that Prabhupada said, oh, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he walked, you should walk. People said like that. Oh, you're a sadhu, you should not go overseas, you should not take airplane. No, there's preaching. Someone's asked us to preach 100 miles away, we should walk there? Well, what is that? We could, you know, by the time they get there, those people would lose interest, or they would have gone to work or died, or anything could have happened. No, we use the car, Prabhupada said. The microphone is there. We can speak loudly. Brihad Madanga, we can print books. Should we hand write everything like it was done 500-600 years ago, or even 200 years, three, whatever, before the printing presses? No, this is nonsense. The devotees, they are utilizing everything in the service like that, whatever it may be. Yuktam Vairagyam Uchite. They're printing so many nonsense books, but we're printing Bhagavatam, we're printing Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many other books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So this is what it means to take shelter. We cannot artificially take shelter that, oh, now I take shelter. No, there has to be activity. Just like, and Prabhupada had the building in Mayapur built. He said, this building is, I know that my students are not advanced, they need a comfort. So he provided it. Now, for years and years, devotees were sleeping like Mahaprabhu under a tree. Prabhupada said, I'm Bhaktivedanta Swami. I could sit under a tree. Prabhupada, he lived just like he stayed with in his little kutir in Mayapur. He liked it. It was all right. He went to see Gaur Govinda to encourage him down in Bhuvaneshwar back in 76, 7. He stayed in a very austere hut.
There were
snakes, rats, horrible circumstances. The Prabhupada was very happy.
Very simple.
Sometimes the devotees would make elaborate arrangement. Oh, Prabhupada is coming, but let us get him a very nice hotel room. Our temple is not nice. Prabhupada, two or three times happened. I think probably devotees realized it. He wouldn't stay in those places. No, I'm staying with the devotees. Plus, he wanted to show the example. During Kumbh Mela, the devotees didn't want to get up and bathe. Even in 77, it was a little cold after all. Prabhupada got up. This is, remember, the fag end. I mean, Prabhupada was already getting very sick. Still, he went there. He got up. He bathed. He said, if I don't do it, utsiriore me loka. This is like Krishna says in the third chapter. If I don't perform activity, others will follow my example. But, of course, they want to follow without studying the philosophy. They want to follow the example. They want to enjoy. Oh, Krishna is enjoying. But what does it say? You're anishvara. Just like the prayers of personified Vedas. One of them says, if others were ishvara, then how are they controlled? No, we're controlled. That's why the word is here, ishanam ishasya. Again, this is the divinity, and Prabhupada said controller. Ishvara midam sarvam. Ishvara paramakrishna. He's the controller. We are not controller. Our whole thing is we have to realize sarva padiva nirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. We want to become nirmalam. We have to be rid of upadi designation. I'm this, I'm that, this is my wife. So many women are there, Prabhupada said, but you're thinking this is your wife, this is your child, this is mine. No, nothing is yours. Nirmamo nirahankara sashanti apnoti. If you want peace, bhukti mukti spriha, if pishachi yena vartate, they're always alluring us. Bhukti mukti. Mukti means you want to enjoy, you want to get out. Bhukti you want to enjoy. Mukti you want to get out. Get out of what? Where? There's no. You cannot get out. Bahu rupi vabati maya bahu rupi. You'll again take a new form. That's what it says in the second canon. Ramamanasya guneshva sangha. One has to become guneshva sangha. Just like Krishna, gunabhasham, sarvendra gunabhasham, sarvendra vivarjitam. He has all senses, but he's independent of all senses at the same time. Sarvendra vivar, sarva tak panipadam tak. That's the 13th chapter of the Gita. This is a very nice description of Krishna as super soul. He has all senses, but he's independent of the senses. His hands and legs is spread everywhere. So there's so many ways given in Gita how to think of Krishna, even in the Gita. We don't have to go to gopis and all that. Gradually we can go, we can read. But we have to be established that we're not the controller, Krishna's controller. We're tiny, insignificant dust particles, Mahaprabhu says. Stitta duli shudasham vichintaya. As we heard that, I think, quoted yesterday. Stitta duli shudasham vichintaya. Let me always think of myself as this. Bajahuri mana, shinandananana, abhayacharanaravinda. The Prabhupada has the name, fearless. Abhayacharan. It's not some accident that he has that name. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He is fearless at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Prabhupada always showed that example, just like the six Goswamis. They were transcendental, fearless, and therefore, given as the exemplars in this purport, even as learned devotees are not affected by the influence of the material modes, the great six Goswamis all came from rich and aristocratic families. They superficially appeared to be in a wretched condition. Factually, they were the richest of all spiritual values. So, anyway, I'm going to take a break from talking, hearing myself. If any comments are there.
Pushkar Prabhu, I'd like to ask you a question. Class. Yeah. I had to step out a little bit in the middle to do a wedding ceremony, but I'm going to go back and listen. So maybe you covered what I'm going to ask, but I'll give it a shot. In the beginning, you were talking about how the Lord never gives up on a devotee, one who has performed service in earnest. And we all know the verse, well, several verses, Neha Bikra Nashosi, Prachavayana Vidyate, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya, Trayate Mahatobayat, Narda, Chetvasa Dharman, Charanam, Bhujam, Harer, Bhajanapatota. So we know, you know these verses. How does this, how can we understand that, you know, nothing is ever lost and Krishna never will give up on us once we've started? How do we understand this in relation to the Hatimata, the elephant offense, which Lord Chaitanya spoke so much about? Is what we have done destroyed? Will Krishna give up on us? How does that help us understand how they...
If you want me to say anything, according to the way I would understand it, in my own tiny fragmental perception, would be that that one really didn't take shelter. He was only superficially, probably many times would mention how sometimes people come. He would quote that verse, Chatur Vida Bhajanti Mam Jana, the four types of persons. He would say sometimes they come out of desperation for some material reason, and he said then they go away and they become happy, they get established, they get themselves together in the Krishna consciousness movement, and then they're gone. And we've seen many people go, and they may come back in another Bahurupa Ivabati, in a different form, Bahurupa Ivabati. We don't know each person's destination. Then again, I could say that I heard, and I don't think it's printed anywhere, but there was a time when one of Prabhupada's direct servants went away, and then some other devotees had said, well, Prabhupada, we're going to go find so-and-so and preach to him and get him. And Prabhupada said, now, of course, I can't, at this juncture in time, so far removed from 40 years ago when I heard it, that Prabhupada said, oh, he was never one of us, don't bother. So that's a really heavy thing to know, I mean, that to hear. I mean, he's never one of us. I mean, why would, you know, but then there's Pratyavayana Vijate, even the tiniest, I mean, a bum staggering in and puts toilet paper into Prabhupada's bathroom. And he said he's, you know, and then, you know, or someone gives ashes. There was an instance, a famous, Prabhupada used to use that example, that someone either mockingly, you know, donated ashes to a sadhu, and the devotee or the sadhu took that and said, well, now you've begun your service. So, and then again, we hear, you know, even if one is inimical, he gets something, you know, like the demons. And Narad Muni and others are lamenting that, oh, I wish was like a demon because they got the mercy of Krishna and like that. So that, I guess it's a whole picture that we have to see. I mean, even when Prabhupada condemned that one Nittai and said that he wanted the blessings, that he would become get a higher guru. And Prabhupada said, yes, I blessed him. He'll get a job guru. In other words, he'd become a karmi, which he did. And although for a while he was saying he chanted 64 rounds, but ultimately due to his aparad, we don't know, became a professor. But still, it's something, because he said in 700 lives. So that's Mukunda, after hearing that Lord Chaitanya said he would come back in 10 million lifetimes, he was dancing in ecstasy. Oh, yes, I'll see the Lord in 10 million lifetimes. So he was still in... So that's something. Those are thoughts that come to my head.
Hmm.
But of course, he cared about the 10 million lifetimes. He thought that was great, and Lord Chaitanya thought that was funny and said, "Yeah, bring him back in." You know, so we don't know. It was in our immature stage. And these are pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And then Kala Krishna Das, Prabhupada said that he left the association of Lord Chaitanya, and Prabhupada said this is tangible proof that even if you're in the association of the personality of Godhead, you can go away and fall down. But he felt real bad, you know, even though Lord Chaitanya said, he was a new guy anyway in the beginning, because when Lord Chaitanya wanted to go alone, and they said, no, you can't go alone. They tried taxing their brains. How can we? He said, no, if I take one of you, I can't favor any of you. So what about if you just take this new guy, Kala Krishna? So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, I'll send him along. But then he went off with the Bhadadharis, and Lord Chaitanya had to go save him, you know. So and then when he got back after some time, I imagine they were walking for quite some time, they were traveling around, he still, at the end of it, he said, just take this guy away, you know. But still, he stayed with him all that time. And then Then the devotees were still merciful and sent him to have a service. He went up to Nabadweep to report his pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. So there's always a chance, you know, maybe there's a chance for us. Jagai Madai Muise Popishta. Kaviraj Goswami says he's lower than Jagai Madai. And even the Rupin Sanatan said that. So what to speak of us? Papishta ye durachara. Or that verse, Kvaham Daridra Papiyan, Kva Krishna Shiniketana. There's several verses that we were actually, I think, in the Archana Padati, that one chance for, you know, to purification, you know, Naham Vipra Nachanada Patir. These are the purify your intelligence, you know, to realize that you're not the body right away is a quick. We actually should think of ourselves aparada, as aparadis. You know, I didn't perform the puja right. I don't know how to chant mantras right. Please forgive me. You know, this should be the mood. So then maybe we won't go away. We're praying like that. Prabhupada said, I am always praying not to fall into maya. But we may be praying to fall into maya. So, but Prabhupada said, you know, sometimes they fall down and become a demon. But even that's not permanent.
You know, I guess our safest position, huh? I guess, for us, safest position for us is just to make sure we don't make those terrible offenses. I mean, obviously, we're in the stage right now where we're trying to clear the anarthas and we're making offenses. Otherwise, if we weren't making offenses, then we'd be realizing Krishna. But at least we've got to be most careful to avoid the most serious offense of offending devotees. And then we don't know where we're going.
I also seen where some people become, in the name of being very advanced, they also become like smartest. Where I've seen this in the devotees that leave ISKCON, they become, you know, they study the different stages of, you know, from Adoshrada to Taksada on up, and then they start analyzing everyone in ISKCON or whoever, you know, not the people in their own camp, but it has to be someone else, and they'll come and very loudly they'll say, look at you, you're not even a Majjam Kanista or a Kanishna Majjam, and you don't even know this and that, you don't know this, and you know, and you're looking at them like, what, you know, I mean, just, you know, go chant or something. And then not always, of course, but this happens, and then because they want to know why, you know, they have to always think, yeah, that ISKCON is no good, and you know, I left ISKCON and now I'm in a better state. You know, it's like driving on the road and you're constantly looking at your map and then you crash your car or something because, you know, it's just a map. I don't think it's meant to be that you apply it. You have to apply it to yourself, you know. Physician, heal thyself. It's not like we have to go analyze every single person. Oh, yeah, he's making so many aparad and this one, you know, he's at this stage and he might be at the clearing stage even though he's a guru. And, then, you know, it's like, you know, you get tired of that program. I'm just venting. But I've heard it a lot.
You know, Pushkar, that was a very good example for us. So thank you. That it's just like a map. If you're looking at the map too much, you're just going to crash. The map for us, you know, we shouldn't try and analyze others. We should analyze. That's very good. I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
That Prabhupada Padam
Pranamami Siddha Prabhupada Padam. Krishnas Babaji would chant that ecstatically. He chanted several verses of it.
I looked up online at who wrote it.
Sridhar Maharaj wrote it.
Oh, it is so wonderful. I haven't heard that for years. Yeah. I think Chutananda Swami sang it.
Well, he's not a Swami now, but he'll certainly won't mind if you call him
Chutananda.
That.
I used to love that. I didn't even know what the translation was. I just thought it was so devotional.
Well, you could probably download the whole thing by now. You could probably download, anything online. Yeah, I mean, you could download how to blow up the planet, I think. There's all kinds of things about making H-bombs.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just got it. Just now. Yeah, it says, Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj wrote it. Beautiful.
Yeah, of course, it's verboten in ISKCON, but in the Gaudiya Math, they chant it. You know, even in non-Sridhar Maharaj Maths, they chant it. I mean, it's in Narayan Maharaj's songbook, I believe, and, you know, it's a very respected song. I mean, Sridhar Maharaj was a real Sanskrit scholar, you know.
That song is sung in all the Gaudiya Math, the one in glorification of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
Yeah.
Pranamami
Siddha Prabhupada.
Actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, when he saw that, he said this should be sung in all the monks.
Right. But except in ISKCON, it's not.
Right.
No, I don't mean that sardonically or anything.
Well, whatever. part of this purport it struck me also that the such Mahabhagavatas or first grade devotees, although moving amongst men, are not contaminated by honor or insult. And it reminded me of something that Srila Shri Maharaj once said, that if someone insults or blasphemes a high Vaishnava, it's like throwing mud at the sky. You know, the sky's unaffected. So, you know, what's the end result of that? The mud just comes back down on the person. But I'd like to add something to your explanation to Narhari Prabhu, and that is something I heard many years ago. Someone was feeling some pain in their heart because they felt that they were an offender of a higher Vaishnava. And they went to a Vaishnava about that, and here's what that Vaishnava told them. He said, if someone becomes an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, especially a high Vaishnava, he should go to that Vaishnava with great remorse in his heart, and he should beg forgiveness at his lotus feet. And if by some circumstance that Vaishnava does not forgive you, you should go back again and again with greater remorse in your heart to beg forgiveness for your offense. And if somehow that Vaishnava leaves this world and he has not forgiven you for your offense, your only recourse is to take Harinam with greater and greater remorse in your heart. And in this way, you may be released from the offense.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives a context or perspective. I mean, we're all a part of our practice in Krishna consciousness is to reform our criminal mentalities. And you gave an example of persons that were indignant and disrespectful and offensive, and they got the result for that. But the hope is that at some point we all come to our senses and we start to that we do the right things, and we and Krishna, he knows when that happens, when your heart, you turn towards him. I mean, we've, you know, where were we coming from when we came to Srila Prabhupada? We're all meat eating and so much nonsense. So Krishna knows the heart of every jiva. So when the person turns to Krishna and he's pleased with the condition of someone's heart, he gives them the connection.
Right. Well, what Narhari was, his dilemma was that, you know, he mentioned it, that some people do the hatimata like that. But then again, there's the Prabhupada statement. We used to take this, when we started taking the small Radha Krishna deities out on Harinam every morning from the press, like in 1970. I think they started even in Boston, but when I came, it was New York. So, I mean, it was nice. It was ecstatic. We're right in the middle of Wall Street, and we've got Radha Krishna, the, you know, and Rukmini, or somebody's fanning, you know, the deities, and all these crowds are walking by, and we're chanting like crazy. And then, you know, and someone had mentioned to Prabhupada, maybe they even mentioned it before New York, about doing that. That, well, aren't they making offenses? And Prabhupada said, the offense is temporary, the benefit is eternal. So there's always that aspect. The offense is temporary. The benefit is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be offenses, but they might be temporary. They'll be temporary.
One time, Srila Shri Maharaj, when somebody fell down, some big name in the movement fell down, he asked us this question. He said, did he go away saying it's all bogus, meaning Krishna conscious, it's all bogus, or did he just say it's just too high, I couldn't keep it up? And we opted for number two, you know. And, you know, he kind of nodded his head. And, it, you know, so there's different results for different mentalities. Right?
Yeah.
So you may shut yourself out for a long time, maybe even this whole lifetime, depending on your mentality. But if your mentality is humble, Trinada Pisanicha Not, some favorable wave may come. Krishna may say, send someone else to bring you back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we have to keep. And it's hard to constantly, you know, daivi yesh gunamai mama maya duratyaya. No, it's not that the material energy is that easy to overcome. Krishna says it's very difficult to overcome. Daivi yesh gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Duratyaya.
Without the help of Krishna, Guru,
Vaishnava. Mama avi prabhajante mayamitam. Then he can surpass it. Sarve pape bya. Durgame pati mandashas kalat padagatir mahu. This is one of the Krishna's Kaviraj verses. I'm blind and my feet are slipping again and again, but I take this stick of mercy of the sages. You know, and what are the sages doing? They're giving us the mercy in the form of their teachings and their example. That's their mercy. Prabhupada said you can't say, oh, when Krishna is merciful, then I'll surrender. No, he's already merciful. He's already given so much mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karuna Avatar. He's the mercy avatar. Mm-hmm. Like, Prabhupada was on the roof of the Lotus Building, and he was hearing from a distance during the Gaur Purnim. He was hearing the chanting from another mat. And you can hear this on the tape. And he's hearing, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. I mean, it was ecstatic. You wouldn't want to find fault with it. But Prabhupada commented, he said, they are, for years now, for decades, they're begging for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's already given his mercy. Bharat Bhumite Horla Manusha Janmaja. Those who are born here, they should go out and preach, but they're not doing. So they're begging for the mercy. Mercy has been given. Why don't they take it? Now, we can't get up and say that, but Prabhupada was in a position to criticize like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the mercy, that's the shelter, is the mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the songs. Yeah.
What's that?
One of Narottam Das Thakur's songs, or one of the songs in the songbook, ends that, you know, he's feeling condemned, you know, because he's not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. He knows it's the real thing, and somehow he's not the attraction.
Yeah. If he's not attracted, where are we at? We got problems. Gorapahu na bhajiya mainu. He says, if I didn't merge myself in the Sankirtan movement, therefore I should have died. Kisuka lagia, what happiness did I get? I should have died long ago, Narottam said. I should have died long ago. Anyway. Namashraya kori jatane tumi taka apana bhaj. Bhaktivinoda says, Namashraya, you want shelter, you take shelter of the name. Namashraya kori jat, very carefully. Namashraya kori jatane tumi. So that's the shelter.
Mm.
Anything else?
Prabhu, you forgive me, but I need to, if you don't mind, we should close up now because I need to leave right now.
Okay, I'm ready to close. Haribol.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you, Pushpar Prabhu,
okay,
for giving class. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Haribol.
And we'll see everybody soon. By the way, as far as Shreeshwar Prabhu, he's got 3 more installments of his seminar. So tomorrow will be number 10, then we have 11, 12. That'll be finished. So thank you very much, Prabhu. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaye. Srila Prabhupada ki jaye.
Yeah.
Haribol.
Haribol.